This is I Kissed a Boy, and I Liked It, a band and fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Rennie Days and read by Rennie Jenkins. The story is rated PG, takes place pre-Panic signing, and contains the pairing Brendan Urie, Spencer Smith. So kiss me. Says Brendan. Ryan is smirking at him from the circle on the floor, and Brendan can feel his face turning red. He hates being this much of a loser. He hates it. In or out? Says some kid Brendan doesn't even know. Brendan doesn't actually know most of the kids at this party. He goes to school with about half of them, but it isn't like they're friends. Somehow that makes the whole thing worse. Out, he says, defeated, just as Brent pushes down hard on his shoulders from behind and says firmly, he's in. Brent, Brendan hisses, as Brent drops down to sit beside him. Fuck you, I don't. Brent rolls his eyes and cuts him off. It's time, Brendan, is all he says, but Brendan knows exactly what he means, and his face, impossibly, gets even hotter. It's time. Like, it's that simple. Like, this isn't going to end up being the worst idea ever. Brendan is all too fucking ready to get this first kiss shit behind him, okay? He is beyond ready, but not like this. Not locked in a closet with God only knows who for 7 fucking minutes without a clue what to do in there. Not when he might have to face the unlucky girl in question in math class on Monday and pray she's not telling the entire fucking school that he slobbered on her chin and, like, broke her nose with his forehead or some shit. Oh God, this is such a bad idea. The game is already starting. Brendan's never played 7 Minutes in Heaven before, so he has no idea if they're doing it right or not, but he kind of thought Spin the Bottle was a whole different game. So he's confused when some jock-looking dude with creepily beady eyes turns a beer bottle carefully on its side in the middle of the circle. It doesn't take long to figure out the mechanics of it. Brendan is relieved about that, at least. The bottle moves around the circle, counterclockwise. The person who spins it then goes off into the walk-in closet in the corner, with whoever it points at. 7 minutes later, they spill back out, laughing and disheveled. Some of them aren't really making out in there. Brendan can tell. 7 minutes is a long time just to sit between spins of the bottle, and everybody else is kind of busy using that time to flirt with the people they're apparently hoping to get to go into the closet with. Brendan spends it watching the people who come back out. 2 of the 5 pairs that have gone so far haven't even so much as kissed. Or if they have, they didn't get very far with it. They've made a show of messing up their clothes and stuff, but their lips aren't red and swollen like the other kids have been. Their cheeks aren't pink. They don't seem breathless or restless in their skins. It makes Brendan feel better, actually. He's pretty sure he can get out of this without a problem. It's not like anybody's going to actively complain about not making out with Brendan. People have been very happily not making out with Brendan his whole life. 2 girls go into the closet together, giggling helplessly, and Brendan's eyebrows go up because he hadn't actually realized that was an option here. His eyes dart over to the beady-eyed jock dude, and he shivers in spite of himself. He wouldn't like to spend 7 minutes in an enclosed space with that guy, even if they don't make out. Brendan is interested to note that the girls in question do come back out kind of breathless and pink-cheeked, still giggling at each other with red, swollen mouths. Brendan stares at his shoelaces and pretends not to notice. There's a sudden silence in the circle. And then Ryan barks out a loud, familiar laugh. And Brent starts snickering quietly. And Brendan glances up to see the bottle pointed straight at him. His stomach goes cold. And then he looks up past the bottle and sees Spencer staring back. And Brendan feels his entire face go up in flames just like that. Oh my God. How humiliating. Brent's kind of shoving at Brendan, trying to get him to stand up. And Ryan won't stop laughing like a fucking hyena. And Spencer is just crouching there in the middle of the circle, half smiling at Brendan, obviously waiting. And Brendan has no idea what he's supposed to do. Is what he ends up saying. Again. Spencer laughs. Come on, Brendan, he says easily. And then he grabs Brendan by the wrist and drags him to his feet, surrounded by a lot of catcalls and some incredulous staring. Brendan's brain kind of stalls out once they're actually inside the closet. Spencer is standing really close, and it's dark in there, but not pitch black or anything. Brendan can see Spencer watching him. He is never going to stop blushing. Oh my God. So, this is awkward, huh? He manages, half laughing. This is okay. It's not like they're actually going to make out or anything. They'll just be like those other couples. Mess their clothes up a little, just for shock value, and walk back out like they... Spencer laughs. You're freaking out, he says. What? Brendan aims for nonchalant, and actually lands somewhere closer to Squeaky. No, I'm not. Why would I freak out? Spencer tips his head. Because we're about to make out? Brendan opens his mouth, but finds that he literally cannot make words. It feels like it takes forever before he manages to say, "What?" in a high-pitched whisper. Brendan, Spencer says, laughing again. Like, you did understand how the game worked, right? But... Brendan could explain about the people who only pretend. Except that he kind of can't think about anything but Spencer looking him straight in the face and saying, "Because we're about to make out." It's surreal. It's insane. Dude. And, oh shit! Spencer is closer now, crowding into Brendan's space a little, and that's usually Brendan's job. It's disconcerting to be the one being crowded for once. Are you gonna be okay with this? He sounds genuinely concerned, and Brendan has this one blinding flash of clarity. This moment where he realizes all at once that if he says no, Spencer will back away immediately and they will spend the next 6 minutes or whatever standing around talking about how to convince Ryan that lying can't actually be sung all in one long, drawn-out lung full of air, and some pauses for breath are going to be necessary if he doesn't want Brendan unconscious on the floor every time they fucking play it. And neither of them will ever mention this moment ever again. It will be like it never happened. No harm, no foul. All he has to do is say no. I'm cool, he croaks instead. And his heart is crammed so high up into his throat that he feels like he's choking on it. Spencer grins, bright and gorgeous even in the dim light. And Brendan wants to close his eyes against it, because, wow, he is not allowed to have a crush on Spencer. How many fucking times does he have to tell himself this? His mother was right. He never fucking listens. You're nervous, says Spencer. He sounds amused, but also kind of fond, so Brendan doesn't kick him in the shins. Yeah, well, Brendan mumbles awkwardly. This is kind of just really weird, you know? And the anticipation is killing me. He doesn't add. At least, not out loud. Relax, says Spencer, and then laughs. Again? I don't bite. Brendan rolls his eyes. Lame. You didn't let me get to the good part, Spencer complains. I was supposed to say, unless you ask nicely. That's the whole point of that line. Brendan starts laughing in spite of himself. Seriously, how do you get dates? You're lamer than me. No one is lamer than you, Spencer says. And then leans in and kisses Brendan before Brendan can even get offended. And holy shit, he's kissing Brendan. His mouth is warm and really soft and kind of shocking and awkward and amazing. Brendan makes a small sound in his throat without meaning to, but there's no time to be embarrassed because Spencer is sort of nudging Brendan's mouth open with his lips, and then Spencer's tongue is brushing against the inner curve of Brendan's lower lip, and Brendan is shivering all over and kind of gasping, and seriously, so embarrassing. Spencer doesn't seem to think so, though. He brings his hands up to Brendan's hips and keeps kissing him, flicking his tongue past Brendan's lips and into his mouth, and Brendan ends up clutching awkwardly at Spencer's biceps with both hands while his stomach tips and swoops around, and he's so breathless and nervous and overwhelmed, he's afraid Spencer must be able to feel him shaking. It can't possibly have been 7 minutes already before there's a knock at the door and another raucous catcall. Brendan makes a sound of protest without meaning to as Spencer pulls away, and then flushes painfully and can't bring himself to look at Spencer at all. Jesus, could he have made any more of a fool of himself? And in front of Spencer of all... Ugh, no. Brendan can't handle this right now. He forces a grin for the laughing, leering faces in the circle, flips off Ryan and Brent, who are finding this whole thing a little too fucking funny, and then tells everyone he's going down to get a drink, and slips out the front door instead. He rode over with Ryan and Spencer and Brent, and he really shouldn't waste money on bus fare when he's already completely broke and his electric bill is due in 3 days. But Brendan can't be in that fucking house anymore, so he takes off for the bus stop without looking back. This doesn't have to be a big deal. It actually won't be a big deal. Spencer's not an asshole. He'll probably make fun of Brendan for a few days, but he won't do it in front of Ryan and Brent, and he'll most likely assume Brendan was just carried away by his first kiss, which makes him look like a lame-ass, but not as much of a lame-ass as this stupid thing for Spencer does. It'll be fine. Really, it'll be fine. Brendan tells himself so all the way home, and by the time he's stepping off the bus, he actually pretty much believes it. He believes it all the way up the block until he gets to his building, and he believes it as he walks through the door and up 3 flights of stairs, and he believes it as he walks around the corner, head down, fishing his keys out of his pocket. Then he looks up and sees Spencer, leaning up against the wall, arms crossed over his chest, watching Brendan closely. And suddenly, things don't look quite so fine anymore. How the fuck did you beat me here? He manages to ask, like he's only confused instead of freaking out. Spencer rolls his eyes. You took the bus like a dumbass. I had an actual car. You just left Brent and Ryan there? I'm pretty sure Brent and Ryan have other plans for the rest of the night, Spencer says dryly. Brendan flushes in spite of himself and feels like an idiot. Okay, he says, and fumbles with his key until Spencer steps out of the way and lets him step up to unlock the door. Well, I probably don't have any food, but if... Spencer pushes Brendan out of the way as soon as the door is unlocked, shoving the door open and dragging Brendan through it, then kicking it shut again and dropping the keys to the floor. Brendan gets as far as, "What the fuck?" before Spencer has him pushed up against the back of the door, all close and warm and overwhelming. And then Spencer is kissing him all over again, and Brendan is still making noises. Stupid, choked-off little sounds in the back of his throat. He can't help it. And how can this even... What is... It doesn't make any sense. It takes just about everything Brendan has in him, and then some, to make himself tear his mouth away long enough to mumble, Spence, when are we... Spencer hesitates, looking really uncertain for the first time. I thought you were kind of, like, into it? He's starting to blush, and Brendan should probably play it cool. He should definitely play it cool. But instead he practically trips over his own tongue in his rush to get out. I thought... Spencer still looks kind of awkward.
You thought what?
I thought... Brendan swallows. He wishes he hadn't said anything. He wishes they were still kissing.
I thought it was... a game.
Oh. Spencer takes a step backward, and Brendan hastily steps forward into the empty space. No, wait! He manages. And then, when Spencer just looks at him, Brendan kind of tilts his face up and pushes his mouth against Spencer's again. He doesn't really know what he's doing, and it's awkward as fuck. But Spencer only hesitates for a second before kissing Brendan back. It's careful now, though. Not like before. And Brendan gets impatient with waiting and tries flicking his tongue against Spencer's lips the way Spencer did to him earlier. Spencer makes a faint sound that is either startled or amused, and actually lets Brendan clumsily deepen the kiss for a second before pulling away. He watches Brendan carefully for a moment.
"The game is over," he says awkwardly. "So,
Brendan feels like his pulse is rocketing around crazily under his skin.
"So, you don't, want to? Anymore?"
Spencer huffs and rolls his eyes.
"I followed you home," he says. "You're such a fucking idiot."
Something huge and stupid and amazing is swelling in Brendan's chest, and he starts beaming at Spencer like an idiot before he can stop himself. He can feel how red his face is, and Spencer still is too, and now they're just standing there, blushing at each other like complete lame-asses in the middle of Brendan's apartment, and Brendan is pretty sure this is still the happiest he's basically ever been.
"Okay," he says, and laughs, nervous and too loud.
"Okay, then, you should..." He steps forward again, staring up at Spencer, all hopeful and expectant. And Spencer stares back at him for what feels like a really long time, before he starts laughing helplessly himself. And they're still laughing at each other like idiots when their mouths finally meet in another kiss. Hands and arms and knees bump awkwardly, and Brendan is a little too eager to open his mouth, and things get a little sloppy and too wet for a second there. But everything sorts itself out in the end, and holy shit, Brendan kind of feels like he's flying.
"Seriously,"
Spencer says into Brendan's mouth.
"Seriously, such a fucking idiot."
"Yeah," Brendan agrees, mindlessly honest, and puts his hand behind Spencer's neck to pull him even closer. Jesus, he can't even believe how lucky he is that bottle landed on him.
"I cheated,"
Spencer admits distractedly, sliding his hands up under the hem of Brendan's t-shirt until his fingers touch bare skin. Brendan is flustered because he hadn't realized he'd said that out loud, and also he's kind of crazy turned on right now, so it takes a second for Spencer's actual words to catch up with him.
You what?
Spencer glances up at Brendan's eyes and grins.
I cheated,
he repeats.
Ryan taught me. He's been cheating at that game for like 3 fucking years now, I don't know.
He hesitates, suddenly awkward again.
Why? Does that, like, freak you out?
You don't just want to make out with me, Brendan realizes, with some awe.
Oh my god, you totally want to be my boyfriend! What?
Spencer drops his hands and takes a quick step back. He's blushing again.
I didn't say that.
Brendan laughs, so fucking delighted that he hardly knows what to do with himself.
You cheated at Spin the Bottle,
he says gleefully.
You made Ryan teach you. I could have used that on anybody,
Spencer objects.
Brendan has seriously never seen his face this red. It didn't have to be you.
Aww. Brendan says, still beaming.
I have a crush on you too, asshole.
Spencer rolls his eyes and drags Brendan back in for a kiss.
Worst boyfriend ever,
he mumbles against Brendan's mouth. Brendan grins.
The awesome thing is, you want me anyway.
Spencer doesn't bother to reply, just opens his mouth over Brendan's again. And really, that's totally answer enough. The end. Author's notes. Written for the kiss prompt on my schmoop bingo card. Ridiculous in every way, but fortunately that's practically the point of this challenge. Victory arms! Thanks to Sunset Mog for shamelessly encouraging this madness.